Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Yeah. We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Yeah, what he said. Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Oh, yeah. Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Today is Sunday Mega Show. Yeah. That's where I try to jam-pack as much information as possible into tonight's broadcast. There's so much to talk about. It's unforreal. The Eric Snowden saga continues. That's right. Eddie Snowden, the expat, who had the former NSA contractor. You heard about this guy? Allegedly, he had early in the morning yesterday, or sometime yesterday, he jumped on a plane from Hong Kong to Moscow, and people are going berserkers on the internet. It's great. I love it. Some people are massively butthurt. Other people are massively stoked for this guy. He's a man on the run, and a lot of people are cheering for him. A lot of people are rooting against him. I, being an impartial third party, am just observing and reporting on it objectively. And this story about Snowden, and this story, this NSA leaks story, is becoming more and more about the leaker. Everybody's debating Snowden, talking about Snowden, also Greenwald. Nobody is talking about the surveillance program. All of this leakage was supposed to ignite a debate about the NSA surveillance program. But unfortunately, it has turned into a Snowden cheerleading show, or cheering against, depending on who you are. But, of course, I can see right through all of this. It's obvious to me that Snowden is still a CIA operative. That's right. He and Greenwald are engaging in this limited hangout scenario designed by the CIA, NSA, MI6, and FSB, formerly known as the KGB. This is all done to distract the media. That's right. To take attention away from Syria, the Bradley Manning trial, Michael Hastings' untimely death, this guy Rosen, a Fox News reporter, was being tracked by the Department of Justice. Benghazi is nobody is even talking about Benghazi anymore. The IRS scandal and AP scandals are kind of a thing of the past. And we are now learning that there's so much more that ties into this. And hopefully we'll be able to touch on some of these subjects tonight. That's right. The medical marijuana industry has factored into this Snowden surveillance, NSA surveillance leak. We'll tell you about how that connection happened. Also, the supermoon is totally connected to all of this. The Snowden-Greenwald story is totally hogging the headlines from the supermoon. Again, the supermoon, a false flag created by the CIA. What else do we have? I was on Twitter and I noticed that Lee Stranahan and KY Anonymous both made the connection between the NSA surveillance program and the Steubenville rape case. That's right. They're directly correlated. We'll let you know how they are tied together tonight as well. Aliens also factor into this equation. And, of course, as always, this PSYOPs / false flag / limited hangout CIA operation. Of course, like any nefarious activity, there's always a trail that leads back to bacon and Twizzlers. Well, bacon at least, Twizzlers. And then that, of course, suggests the ninjas are involved. So it's a huge, huge, huge mess. And we're going to try to sort through it tonight. I'm hoping to be joined at some point by iBots. iBots is our resident medical marijuana correspondent. And she's going to talk to us about the medical marijuana industry and how it ties into the NSA surveillance program. So it's all coming together, folks. Hang on. We've got a great action-packed program filled with all kinds of merriment. I'm really excited to have iBots joining me for the first time. And we'll be able to hopefully somehow confirm that iBots is in fact a chick. A lot of people think iBots is a dude. No. iBots is totally a chick. At least that's the word on the street. And we're going to hear from her very shortly. If you want to join me later, then the phone lines will be open at 347-826-7667. First-time caller line is 347-826-7667. And I'm going to be right back after we hear a little clip of the breaking news early this morning, late last night, of Edward Snowden escaping Hong Kong to Russia. We'll be right back.
The There are reports from Hong Kong which say that Edward Snowden, the American analyst being sought by US authorities on espionage charges, has left the territory.
So Mr. Snowden was here on a tourist visa. He had not at that stage, as far as we knew, been charged with any crime, and he would, of course, have been, in theory at least, free to leave. That status changed, of course, when the US formally charged him with espionage offences and an offence of theft. America had said that it had begun talks with Hong Kong about extradition and it wanted to see that process completed speedily. There were warnings with some Washington officials quoted as saying that any attempt to drag feet over the issue would damage diplomatic relations. Mr. Snowden has departed Hong Kong to a third country through legal channels. The Hong Kong Special Administrative Region government has notified the U.S. government regarding his departure, and there is no further detail than that at the moment. There will be speculation that all along this has been a real political headache for the administration here in Hong Kong, possibly also for the government in Beijing. Of course, we don't know. There may be other explanations as to why he's left, where he's going, but it looks like, certainly from this statement, that the U.S. was not informed in advance. But again, at this stage, that's reading between the lines of this statement.
Edward Snowden, the American former National Security Agency analyst, has indeed now left Hong Kong and has boarded a flight for Moscow, although where he goes after that, we don't know yet.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Back up in this, doing it for the next hour and 40 minutes. I will be your audio erotic host here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm very happy to welcome my guest tonight, iBots. Welcome, iBots.
What's up, Vince? So, I'm pretty stoned, and I just want to say that tonight is the Vince in the Bay Smoke Fest, which Vince forgot about. And
is it 420?
I did not.
It's 420 somewhere. It's almost 420 somewhere.
You know what? I don't need a holiday to tell me when I can smoke as much fucking dank as I want to. That's just what I do all day, every day.
That's what's up.
But tonight is special because I want to get high with you, even though it's not in the same thing and it's not my delicious buds. But, and I want to get high with the rest of my friends on the chat, so.
Hey, don't let me, Bob, don't let me stop you. And we, hey, big ups to New Zealand. It's about to be 420 in New Zealand right now, so.
You just had to find a time, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to do this, Vince, and I think that you should join if you have something. And everybody else should get their lighters ready because we're doing this.
Let me see if I have some. Jesus Christ. This is like taking me back to old crappy airbags days. That crappy airbags used to be my my token bong hit on air person. He no longer calls the show, so you're welcome to fulfill that void if you'd like to.
To fill the void. Okay, so you said you had some questions about the medical marijuana industry. I don't know how many people know this, but I know quite a few because I don't really keep it a secret. I run a dispensary here in California, so.
Got it. And well, speaking of, well, that puts you in a perilous situation in regards to the feds. So in some ways you can sort of identify with Snowden in that you always have to be on your toes until total reform happens.
I actually kind of used to be a little filthy robot on the internet. I was pretty bad. I guess you could say I ran with a hard crowd, if you can say that about people on the internet. But, so I used to be up to no good, but now that I have this new role in life, I'm behaving myself, but I do miss it. So I like to see it. I like to observe it on Twitter. All those dirty little script kids. But anyways, I'm really stoned. You can stop me anytime. Be great.
I'm enjoying getting to know you and listening to your voice. And if you just would have kept talking for about 30 more seconds, I would have totally finished. But Blue balls. Okay, so what do you think of all this? What do you think of Eric Snowden? Do you care?
My whole take on Mr. Snowden is that he's obviously a huge traitor. I mean, I'm not like America, fuck yeah, but dude, this is my fucking country. You know, I own some of this shit. I have a say, and this guy is just like, oh, hey, guess what? I'm going to go tell China your fucking secrets. And then Russia's like, your ass, that's ours. Because we all know that the USSR actually didn't get shut down. It's like, come on, it's Russia, dude.
Yeah, it's like
so
Blackwater.
Now they have
just
Snowden.
Changed their name.
Yeah, and you know, now they have Snowden, and it's like, well, dude, he just went on and blabbed to China. I don't care what you hear. You don't go from one communist nation to one, you know, come on, Snowden, you're fucking American. Your blood is red, white, and blue, not just red, you know?
Yeah, that's why it makes no sense. You know why it makes no sense? Because it's a Fed CIA op. It's a total false flag. It's a limited hangout. It's totally staged. That's why it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Why would he do that? See, Russia is like plankton and the chum bucket, and America is like Mr. Krabs and his Krabby Patty diner. So, you know, plankton's always trying to get into the Krusty Krab to get his secrets, and that's what Russia's always trying to do to us. Why did you go there, Snowden? Because you were a traitor? I think so.
I just got a question off of Twitter. It says, what do you have against Bigfoot, or are you protecting him? I notice you never mentioned Sasquatch. That's a good question. I feel like Bigfoot is a little bit outdated at this point. I'm sure Bigfoot is somehow in like some 6 degrees of separation, at least involved in some way loosely with this whole NSA scandal. But I have not really connected the dots, so I apologize for not giving you more extensive Sasquatch coverage. I promise to endeavor to pursue that, though, in the future. Thank you.
You're going to be chasing Bigfoot there, Vince?
No, I get questions either in the chat room. People will like personal message me or DM me on Twitter, and they want to remain anonymous, so I accept anonymous messages. It's part of the show. If you're in the chat room, all you have to do is click on my name or right-click on my name and send me a personal message.
You don't need to tell these people that.
Personal message.
If I wasn't on the phone right now, I would be sending you all kinds of stupid questions right now. I'd just be flooding.
Really? Like what? Well, you're on the air with me, so what questions do you have?
Well, that's different because it's not as funny when it's, you know, because you stop to read shit. I hear it. You, like, pause, and that's when I'm like, oh, he's fucking reading shit, dude. That's such bad radio. It's okay.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know. I think I just talked myself out of something. But, yeah, so medical marijuana. Let me tell you guys about the biggest sham in the world here.
Okay.
So, here we are. Okay, wait. I have to tag this true story, just so everybody knows, true story, bros. So here we are in the medical marijuana industry, right? And it's actually like made up of a bunch of like different people. You've got your breeders, you've got your seed sellers, you've got your cloners, you've got your gorilla growers, you've got your small growers, you've got your personal growers. I mean, and then, of course, you've got your patients, and that's a handful. Most of these people get misled because the industry isn't honest. A lot of dispensaries lie or make up shit. Like, it's just bad out there. It's turning into just, it's about the money now, and it's like, you know, pisses me off. We run a pretty professional company. Everybody's in uniforms. Like, all those people out there, you know, legalize it, brother, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know what, cut your fucking hair because no one's going to take you seriously when you look like that. I mean, I wish I could have my freaking bright-ass pink hair, but you know what? The board of trustees and the other kind of shit and the other people I have to deal with because of my company, you know, I just have to be professional. You know what? People take professional people seriously.
I just got tweeted this. It says, Obama ordered the NSA to use PRISM to look for Tupac. That's a fact. Oid.
Well,
oh, here's a question. How many Jews does it take to bring down the WTC? Anonymous question.
For you or for me?
I don't know. I don't understand the question, but that goes
to the question is how many Jews does it take to do what now?
Yeah, it's for you. The question's for you. Yeah, how many Jews does it take to do WTC? Well, I don't even know what that means.
Oh, you know, honestly, the answer to any how many Jews question is Jesus, because he was a Jew, and he was a magical Jew. So Jesus can do anything. It takes exactly one Jew.
Yeah, right. That's true. He was a pretty badass Jew. No shit.
Yeah, he was a magical Jew.
The magical Jew. Jesus, the magical Jew.
Has a ring to it.
It does. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay hanging out with the iBots. And we got a caller that's been waiting patiently. Let's get on the air. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Caller? Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Is that, who's that? Is this Spyco?
Quick crisis here.
Yes, this is Spyco.
Chaos Cupid's kid wants to go to a fucking brony farm and she's fucking him.
Are you
Spyco,
calling
you
us
like,
from a tiny chat?
You sound like that kid from the school guy from Harry Potter.
Hold on a second.
Where
I got afraid of a lot.
Vincent.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Wait, what was that, Spyco? What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Danny's freaking out. He's praying to Allah. Fucking Chaos Cupid's son, 14-year-old, is a fucking brony. I don't know. They're trying to talk him down.
Oh, shit. That's some heavy shit. That's... Wow. Bros gonna let bros become bronies.
Fucking, he has six fucking ponies. Six.
That's disgusting.
Well, I'm glad you guys have some intervention going on. That's good.
He's 14. Just like
the dude that's playing here. What's the beef with bronies?
Your son is 14 years old and he wants to go to a brony convention.
This YouTube video? All right. That's enough of that. That's a lot of noise. I'm sorry, iBots. So you were saying?
Me? About bronies? Well, yeah. Honestly, I've never actually made it through a sitting of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. Now that the cat is out of the bag, I'm just... I don't know. I like the images. I can watch it without the sound, but I'm not like a diehard brony, but, you know, I'm there for my bros. I don't understand what the hate is. I mean, they do their thing and it's funny. Don't get it. Don't get why people wouldn't like something funny.
Yeah, me neither. Well, I thought they were doing it tongue-in-cheek. I thought it was supposed to be, like, ironic.
Well, I don't know. Stephen Colbert's a brony. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, that figures.
But he is a brony, and it is confirmed.
Yeah, yeah, I knew there was something off about him.
You sound disappointed.
Yeah, no, I knew there was something off about him from the beginning.
That's hilarious.
So, are you into the supermoon?
I don't even fucking know, dude. I'm not going outside. But
supermoon's supposed to be out though.
Well, dude, it's pretty fucking cloudy outside. It's supposed to rain.
Yeah, it's how it is here. It's how it is everywhere.
Oh, the supermoon is trolling us. That's what happened.
It looks
nature
red.
Got us
like, it looks like it's red blood.
The supermoon. We have
but,
somebody. I just got a an anonymous message that says, "I'm a brony. We genuinely like the show."
Nobody said you didn't, brother.
Yeah, no, I totally welcome bronies. I don't, for Jesus Christ, I have a freaking juggalo that calls into my show.
Oh, is that Shadow guy?
Yeah, Shadow. He's my resident.
That guy.
My juggalo correspondent.
One of these days, he will have to change.
Can you imagine if there was like a brony convention across the street from one
if
of their conventions?
If he isn't out of the closet with it, Shadow is a total closet brony.
Yeah, you have like
he would
like
fit
a,
right in with them.
An ICP concert across the street from it? That'd be fucking hilarious.
I bet people would go to both.
Oh my god. Is there Juggalo ponies? What would they call that?
I bet there is.
A juggle pony? Fuck, dude. I don't know what you'd call that. Sick and demented.
Sick and demented. That's hilarious. Okay. No, but let me tell you about the other sham in the medical marijuana industry. It's called lab testing. This is more of a warning to anyone out there who is listening and you do have your 215s and whatever the fuck else you felt was necessary. To some people have lawyers. We have a lawyer that represents us and the company, everything. So, you know, we went a little far. Some people only get their 215. But here's something to keep in mind, that lab testing is a total sham. So what they're doing is they're having people send in samples of their bed. And it's not like, oh, a gram. They want like an eighth, okay? So you send them an eighth of your bud, and then you pay them. And there's this one company that's pretty big for one test. It's like $100 and some odd. And they don't even test it for everything. And you can actually pay them to jack up your results and make them higher. It's not honest yet. So, like, unless you super trust whatever dispensary you're going to, for the most part, don't trust any of those lab results. Demand to see the trichomes and make sure they know what they're talking about, for sure, or else you're getting ripped off. It's very important.
347-826-7667. Just getting word that apparently there's a Russell League Agent 47 Skeet Skeet remix collaboration that just happened, and I got this sent this track. I might play it later if I have time, but that's breaking news.
Is that your favorite song right now?
What song?
That Skeet Skeet song?
I don't know. I haven't even heard it yet.
What?
In fact, I'm looking at the video. It's only got 10 views. I mean, not very many people at all have heard it, it looks like.
Did you see some retarded video Agent 47 posted up today?
No.
I didn't even have my sound on. I don't know. He was like talking smack. Well, not even. I don't even think it was like towards anybody. It might have been. I don't know. I worked hard today, so I wasn't around Twitter. But yeah, I came in and he was like talking smack and he was linking videos and I'm just like, what is this, dude? That guy gets so gay. Like, I don't know if I like the guy or if I don't like him, to be honest with you. But
great
he
hacker,
definitely...
I want to just skeet down your fucking throat, you little fucking faggots.
Oops.
Yeah, see, if I had been around, I probably would have stopped him from doing that. I would have been like, no, dude. I have to be nice to you because obviously somebody is telling you this is a good idea and they are lying to you. You know, like, you're embarrassing yourself. Knock it off.
No doubt. Wow, I just previewed that track and the bass is really, really thunderous. It's good headphone music.
He's a dubstep artist now.
Who, Danny is a dubstep artist now?
I don't know.
It's Skeet Songs of Agent 47 featuring DJ Dantalion. That's interesting.
Are you going to play it?
No, not yet. I want to take calls. All right, let's try Spyko one more time. Spyko, what's going on? Spyko, are you there? Spyko? Hello, Spyko. Going once, going twice, gone. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm here with iBots. Her first time calling into the show. She's my guest tonight. And we have another caller with their hand up. Go ahead, caller, on screen. They're on the air. It's this.
Hey, Vince. What's going on, man?
Oh, hey, Spyko. What's happening?
Okay, if anybody trolls them, I'll close their broadcast. There.
So what are you up to?
I'm putting myself way out there for this.
Vince, what are you up to?
I'm putting myself so far out.
Oh, nothing,
bud.
Hanging out with iBots. Hanging out with iBots.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear you either. So you'll go back on hold. 347-826-7667 is the number, and we're here with the iBots. We're talking about medical marijuana and
I'm
among other.
I'm chowing down on some fucking crisp-cut fries and not even paying attention to what you're saying, but you have my attention once again. Sorry. Like, Spyko came on, and I got confused and started eating crisp-cut fries because I was panicking. But we're good now. That was weird.
Now I'm getting hungry. You're actually making me horngry. Get it?
Hungry?
No, horngry. You're making me horngry.
All right, moving on. So, someone on Twitter said we're not talking enough about Snowden.
Okay. Let's talk more about Snowden.
Let me tell you something. I got a Chernobyl clone, and it's going to be beautiful when she finally grows. And I got it yesterday right before he flew to Russia. So there you go.
Sweet. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go to the lines, phone lines, and caller on screen. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, man. I was just, trying to talk to you earlier. There's some type of distortion or not. I don't really know what's going on.
It's Spyko again.
Wait a minute. What do you mean scared? Listen, tell him there's no reason to be scared.
Look, Danny's breaking through on my line somehow.
Tell him there's no reason to be scared. Tell him, listen, hey, tell him that I'm a professional wrestler.
What the hell's going on in the background there, Spyko?
He's
watching
something about a professional wrestler. What are you watching, dude?
It's Danny. It's fucking Danny Dantalion. Fucking tinychat.com/Danny3.0.
I hope you're getting paid to promote like this. Just saying. Continue.
Well, I mean, your thing might be, getting paid to promote whatever, but this is just a place to hang out,
What? Are you telling somebody to go there? Are you telling everybody to go there?
Do you think everybody listens to this show? Really?
I don't really know. I've never seen the numbers myself. But
it's a good show. But
nobody listens to it. No, hardly anybody has even heard
it.
I'm not even E-famous.
Am I stoned? No.
No.
No. No.
Never.
But, you know, I mean, shit happens, right? what's the show about?
That shit was funny, too. That's what
Fucking Arctic weather and shit, yeah?
What?
When you get snowed in, you fucking can't get out. Canadian climate, fucking Arctic.
Are you Team Snowden?
I'm putting a timeout to Russell League Radio. 2 minutes, Russell League Radio for scrolling.
I think there's only a few dates, I'm pretty sure.
How dare they scroll, dude? For real. Honestly, how are they going to scroll? I mean,
they're always fucking up.
This is a serious fucking show.
Can't never take them in public no more.
So, Spyco, can I hang up on the five other lines that you have on hold?
No. You can't.
Too late, I did.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, calling in on five different lines, I guess. Shit. That sucks, Vince.
Hey, Spyco, what do you think of Snowden?
I'm not sure what Snowden is. Fucking, I hear about it, you know, fucking, I did hear one thing, that the WikiLeaks legal crew or whatever is with him on this airplane.
Dude, how,
or whatever.
How messed up are you, man? Are you on pills? Are you drunk? Did you just wake up?
I don't know, it's some airplane thing, right? From China to Moscow, right? Is that the Snowden thing?
That guy. Rand Paul is actually
I read something about the WikiLeaks legal crew being on the thing with them. Well, they didn't do shit for Julian. Why the fuck would he want their legal team? Just saying. Use your brain.
Yeah, that's totally mad. Everybody that
motherfucker's still locked up. You know, he's in a mansion, but come on. I make a point here. A good one.
You know, also made a really good point.
The hours every Wednesday at the church.
What?
Who?
Oh,
hell yeah.
God.
That's 100% correct right there. Snowden does want Sanji's ass so hard.
Oh, did you hear that sound?
Oh, I think Assange is jelly.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host,
Okay, that's it. Spyco's on hold. Spyco gets
you know me. Spyco's good company.
He had background music on. Terrible background music. 2 minutes.
It's like wrestling. I heard professional wrestler at one point.
Well, they call it wrestling, but whatever.
Then do you really have other callers on hold, or are you just making this up?
There are several callers on hold. Nobody has raised their hand, though. A lot of people lurking.
Well, just grab somebody at random.
Be
like, surprise! What's
huh?
up? Just like that. Just do that. It's like, surprise! What's up? Caller?
Oh, wait. Somebody raised their hand. I don't have to do it. Somebody else raised their hand. Go ahead, caller. You just raised your hand. Who's this?
Yeah, what up? Zero.
Zero. Wait. Maybe is it maybe zero? What zero is this? There's a bunch of zeros.
Zero.
Channel Zero. Fantastic. What's up, dude?
I was just listening. You're kind of in need of somebody to talk to, it sounds like.
Sure, man. We definitely need some company on the panel here tonight. Spyco has been in and out. Let's try him again. Go ahead, Spyco. You're back.
Which line?
I think it's
going on. That's it. He's gone. He's gone. Oh my God. All right. Okay. Great. Okay. Now let's bring some sanity back to the show. Hopefully, this next our next guest will bring us back down to reality, get us back on track here. iBots. I apologize. It's the internet. Get a lot of distractions.
No, there's nothing to apologize for. I am having a great time.
All right, good. Well, hopefully it's going to get better when I bring on my next guest, who you know and love. I'm talking about Just Sicko. What's up, Sicko?
Good job, Vince, because all night last night I was called a non-sicko.
Yeah, he's not a non-sicko anymore.
But good job.
I know he's not a non-sicko anymore. I reported it on my show. Okay, broke that.
I did my first public appearance.
I had the first exclusive after he jumped over.
I didn't really do much jumping. I'm kind of too lazy for that. So, anyways, let's talk about Snowden, guys.
All right.
What do you think? What do you make of this Snowden dude and his
Okay. Everybody's talking about, oh, it's a conspiracy that he's going to China and then Russia and now to Ecuador or Iceland or Venezuela or wherever else he's headed now. But let me ask you.
Actually, I think I heard that
this
he's going to
be so great. No, Vince, let him continue. This is going to be so great. I'm ready to laugh.
No, seriously, though, I heard he's also, after he's done here, he's going to go on tour with the Reunited Black Sabbath and open for them on a few Australian dates.
What? Okay, and Sicko?
If he goes to Australia, the last thing he has to worry about is the United States government trying to kill him. Something will get him way.
This whole thing is ridiculous.
But anyways, so let me ask you guys a question. Let's say y'all were the leaker. And, you know, y'all leaked these documents. Where would you go that you knew the United States couldn't touch you?
China.
Or Russia. It only makes sense. So, Cuba, maybe, even though it's really close to the United States.
Dude,
I mean, hit up
2012. Hit up Kony 2012, dude. How does that guy stay alive?
Fuck no, you don't want to go to Africa. They've got drones all over Africa. That's the last place you want to go.
They got them all over America, too, dude. They're everywhere.
That's
I would go to Hollywood.
They're in China. So that's my point.
We're going to have drones delivering us pizza. Alright, I got a shit ton of collard. Go ahead, Sicko. Continue. You keep getting cut off. Go ahead.
And then as far as people saying that he's a spy for telling China that the government was hacking them, China's been saying for years that the United States government was hacking. Do you think he told them anything that they didn't already know?
No. It's already known.
Every other week, China's accusing the United States government of hacking them. All Snowden did was confirm it. So let's not act like that Snowden is some big traitor or whatever.
Okay, Spyco. Not Spyco, sorry, Sicko. That mistake was made not too long ago by somebody else, if I remember correctly. But, okay. So how much did Snowden know exactly about everything?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Snowden that. I haven't had a chance to conversate with him about it.
Okay, well, if you were to guess,
by the way, did he have any connection to Hastings?
No, but
I don't think so.
Hastings was kind of what was kind of the go look at Hastings' timeline. He was pretty much, you know, cheerleading for Snowden. That guy was a trip. I never really paid attention to that Michael Hastings guy until he died. And I went back and saw like a lot of interviews and shit with him, and seems like a pretty energetic guy, kind of a go-getter, you know, stick it to the man, call people out on their bullshit. I kind of liked his, you know, no-holds-barred approach.
I don't know, but I do know that everybody's useful in some sort of way, so I do believe China found some sort of usefulness for him.
Well, sure. He was able to confirm what they've been saying in the media for the last 2 years, and that's pretty useful. But it's not. It doesn't make him a traitor to say that our government's doing illegal shit to other countries. I'm sorry, it doesn't.
When you run away.
No. Okay. So
the enemies
get mowed, then he wouldn't be a traitor. What kind of sense does that make?
No, dude. He went to our enemies, China,
The real thing we should really be talking about, we should really be debating the surveillance state, which is the whole reason why he did this.
Instead,
he is the object, and it's totally diverting from the whole premise of what he did. Like, he broke the law. He's going to burn just like Manning did, but you know he's going to light a spark, and I think he's definitely lit a spark, no doubt. He's certainly made you know a name for himself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be able to get to him or not, simply because of the fact that he's. But like I said, you know he's pretty much already been given asylum. So in order for them to get to him now, they're going to have to go. They're going to have to go into Ecuador or somewhere, you know, wherever he ends up hiding to get him, and that'll cause an international incident. You know, once you're granted asylum, if the United States comes and gets you, then you have all kinds of there's all kinds of ways you can that you can deal with it. Then you know, short, even not declaring war, you know. You can cut off trade. You can do a bunch of different things. So it's like, I don't think that they'll go get him. Just like England won't go into the Ecuadorian embassy to get Assange. Like I don't think they're gonna get him.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Only time will tell. Let's try another caller here. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller, unscreened. Block number, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Howard. Look, man, I'm in Orange County. I need bail. I don't have long.
Dude, is this Ace?
Dude, like, seriously. Like, you're talking about digital penetration or some shit. I don't even have a computer.
Ace, ladies and gentlemen. Ace. I have no idea what you're talking about, Ace.
I don't know. Look, I need like $1,200. That's all I need.
What for?
Go set me up a WePay or something. You know.
Kickstarter? I think this is more
free,
a Kickstarter.
Free Ace hashtag. I expect it. Tweet it.
All right. I'll get my my intern on that right away.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Here comes the big black guy. I got to go.
All right. Thanks, Ace. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm here with iBots and Anon Sicko and Channel Zero. Is that right, Channel Zero?
Yeah.
Yeah. Channel Zero. And you, if you want to join us, 347-826-7667. Let's see who this caller is. Caller, unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, that's you. Hello.
Oh, hey.
Who's this?
You could just call me Sal, I guess. No worries.
Spell that. Is it Phil, you said?
Sal.
Spell that.
C-E-L-L.
I want to call you Jack.
Sal. All right, Sel, what's up? What's on your mind today?
I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of angry. Like, I see your point, Vince. Like, I am kind of angry that everyone's more worried about Snowden than they are about the information. But I feel like the alternative to that is either we can ignore Snowden or we can just, like, keep up the tabs of what he's doing.
Yeah, no, I'm totally down with, like, figuring... Yeah, I'm down with the drama and the saga, but, I just want to make sure people, you know, realize the ultimate point of this whole operation he did, whether he acted or whatever. I would say I would call him... I wouldn't call him a traitor or a hero. I'd call him a triro.
I think he...
Is that his Super Saiyan form?
What?
He's half bad, half good.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like that... I don't know if he did it because he felt morally right or because he cracked under the pressure of, like, keeping a secret like that. But regardless, I am immensely grateful for the information because it's basically proof now. Because besides that, before that, people called us like conspiracy theorists that the government was spying on us, and just I don't know. I'm thankful, but I don't know if I would go so far as to call him a hero.
You know, I forgot about your group. Like, there was a group of people, and they came out, like, right as this Snowden shit broke. But then, like, the story just kind of died. It's about those people that were, like, always being called conspiracy theorists and shit, and this is sort of, like, your great justice. Like, we were right, you know, we weren't crazy. But the story died. It was a pretty good one. Continue. Sorry for interrupting. I'm high.
I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I did try to tell people.
Dude, that's exactly what conspiracy theorists say.
Well, I know, but
I'm not going to go Alex Jones on you, but I'm going to go Alex Jones on you. All
right.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't care, though. I'm right with you, bro. Continue.
Alright, I mean, I don't know, I've just been saying, like, there might not have been, like, evidence if you Google it, but if you follow, like, ISPs, and if you follow, how much information that not just the police, but, like, government in general is requesting, regardless of like intelligence, which is probably getting a lot more. Like if you just follow the ISPs and like the things they request, which is public information, and if it's not public, you can find out yourself. I mean, that's evidence all on its own. And at the same time, it's like I'm glad for Snowden what he did, but I'm also mad that people they didn't educate themselves and now they're like shocked. This is happening. But that's just, you know, my two cents.
You know, you totally sound like a conspiracy theorist or a big supporter of several conspiracies, whichever you prefer to call yourself. But, I mean, this time I'm just going to let it go. Because usually I don't agree with most of the wacko stuff that's out there like that. But you're right. I guess it's kind of a good thing for you guys he did that. I do not like the fact he did that, but rock on. Enjoy your
Speaking
time.
Speaking of rocking on, I mentioned ICP and my resident...
No way!
Juggalo, and he is, speak of the devil, he is here now with us. Welcome, Shadow DXS. What's up, Shadow?
What up, motherfuckers?
No. Why? Why you?
Why me? Who the fuck is you, bitch? I don't even been listening to this show. I have no idea what the fuck's going on. All I heard was people talking about that traitor ass fucking faggot Snowden.
We have my guest tonight is iBots. iBots.
Oh, fuck that bitch. Anyways, what about this dude talking about
the ISPs? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Who the fuck is that nigger?
What are you talking about?
The dude that was just on here telling us about how he's not a conspiracy theorist, and you said you were going to go Alex Jones on him. Who the fuck is that? Who are you talking to?
That's Cell. That's Cell.
My size.
Cell? Nigga, you got beat by an 11-year-old. Shut up.
What?
The Dragon Ball Z reference, Vince. You're a little too old for that. Ask one of the children that you saw.
That's correct. I am too old for that.
Anywho.
478-2667.
I just want to say that, that Cell dude, nigga, what the fuck were you trying to say? I didn't comprehend shit of that. In fact, I don't think I'm the only one.
To be honest, I didn't understand a word of it.
Am I still on?
No.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I don't know. I mostly rambled, but my basic point was I'm mad at the fact that people didn't educate themselves, and then when this was released, that it was like a major shock to people.
Still have no idea.
Yeah,
I still have no clue.
So you're mad that they're stupid people?
Well, no, I'm just mad. Well, yeah, basically.
That's his point. He's mad that people are
not
smart.
Welcome to the fucking club, dude.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Welcome to the world.
I think what it really comes down to is that they should have never stopped airing the documentary series known as The X-Files, because if that was still on the air, very many people would not be surprised. That is my two cents.
Does somebody have a really loud fan on?
Hold on a second.
That's a helicopter.
No, that's not the helicopter. The helicopter, you mean the Lowell's chopper? The Lowell's chopper. That's always... Okay, we just lost cell. Cell lost cell service, maybe. I have always at the ready a Lowell's chopper. That whenever there's a situation where I need to escape, I just call in the Lulz chopper, and I get the fuck out of here. You guys want to jump on the Lulz chopper?
Oh yeah.
Don't sound too excited, dude.
I think it's still going to be an open question how this young man's judged. I do think that when history looks at this, they're going to contrast the behavior of James Clapper, our National Intelligence Director, with Edward Snowden. Mr. Clapper lied in Congress in defiance of the law in the name of security. Mr. Snowden told the truth in the name of privacy. So I think there will be a judgment because both of them broke the law, and history will have to determine. I do think for Mr. Snowden, if he cozies up to the Russian government, it'll be nothing but bad for his name and history. If he goes to an independent third country like Iceland, and if he refuses to talk to any sort of formal government about this, I think there's a chance that he'll be seen as an advocate of privacy. Martin Luther King was kept in jail and accused for 30 days. I think he was never threatened with life in prison, and so the penalties are disproportionate to it, so I think you can't quite compare them. But I would say that Mr. Snowden hasn't lied to anyone. He did break his oath of office, but part of his oath of office is to the Constitution. And he believes that when James Clapper came in March, our National Director of Intelligence, came and lied, that he was simply coming forward and telling the truth, that your government was lying. And this is a big concern of mine, because it makes me doubt the administration and their word to us when they come and talk to us, because they have now admitted that they will lie to us if they think it's in the name of national security.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody wants to be. And I have no problem. Oh, I always feel like somebody wants to be. Tell me, is it just a dream? When I come home at night, I get to a real tired. People call me on the phone I'm trying to avoid. But if the people on TV see me, what am I?
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
We're well into hour number two, and my guest tonight is iBots. Tonight we're connecting the dots between Bacon, aliens, the Steubenville rape case, the supermoon, medical marijuana, IRS and AP scandals, Benghazi, Michael Hastings, Bradley Manning, Syria, how all this ties into this whole cover up, this limited hangout, Snowden Greenwald / CIA, NSA, MI6, FSB, media operation. Because let's really break it down. He hasn't really. What is he really guilty of? He hasn't let out. It's not like Bradley Manning, where he let out like billions and billions of cables that had, you know, specific information and emails and all that stuff. He didn't sell any information he was exposed to the government, any governments. He simply, I think all he did was leak one 4-page document that was very broad and general. All it basically was like admitted that there was a certain program going on. And then they released a 42-page PowerPoint presentation. And that's like it. He basically just said, hey, yo people, y'all are being surveilled by the NSA. Peace out. I'm going to, I don't know, Cuba. But whatever. If our surveillance system is so good, they'll be able to track him down, I'm sure. No problemo. Yeah. Once again, my guest tonight, iBots. Thank you, iBots, for being so gracious tonight. Are you still there?
Check, yeah, I'm still here. What? Of course, all the time.
All right. You ready for more callers?
Sure. Let's do this.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Well, Zero's still here. Sicko is still here. Shadow DXS is still here.
Yep.
And we are now joined by the host of another fellow Blog Talk Radio host, the host of, excuse me, Wrestle League Radio. That would be CNY Rebel. What's up, Rebel?
Simba! Good evening, everyone. Vince, maybe you should have Shadow clue you in on his Simba story that he shared with me. I think
What's
we should hear
Simba
it.
Story?
I think we should hear it live on Vince in the Bay Mega
oh,
Show.
You're really gonna make me tell that story?
Jesus,
I want to hear it again.
How long is it, dude?
It's a short one.
It's not that long.
All right,
you know
ahead.
That part in the movie Lion King where Rafiki takes that gunk or whatever and just spreads it across Simba's forehead and goes, Simba.
No, I don't recall that.
Of course you don't, because you're old and nobody likes you. Anyways, to those of you that do, I was fingering my ex-fiance once, and when she came, I did the same thing to her. And she, at first, started to laugh hysterically and then fucking, like, just instantly shifted to tears. It was horrible. And I had to bolt out the fucking door as fast as my fat ass could waddle, because I was pretty sure she was going to kill me.
Simba!
I have no idea what you said there, but I'm glad it's over. 347-826-7667 is the number. We've got tons of callers to bring on. We are now joined by none other than Nigger Christ. What's up, Nigger Christ?
I was Goochin, nigga.
What's Goochin, nigga?
Yo, what up, dog?
I yell, tans and dinner right now, eating some Yoplait yogurt. Some good-ass shit right here.
I just had a pizza and wings.
Good-ass shit right there.
Oh, shit. You know what? I forgot to load up that track, Nigger Christ. Can you tweet me the link to the Danny remix of your song?
Ah, sure thing, man.
I want to play that. That thing is fucking badass.
Oh, Plus One has a message for you, Vince. Would you like me to read it for you?
Yeah, go ahead. Relay the message, please.
All right. Vince has a moon face. Vince has a neck beard. Vince is fat, and Vince is balding.
Okay.
Just thought I'd let you know. Cause
she
I
missed,
care.
She missed a lot of stuff, but okay.
I did. I've been working the past 3 days. What up? What I miss?
Oh, you know what? I gotta put I gotta put tape over my fucking camera because you fucking NSA motherfuckers are looking at me all day long.
Yeah, that doesn't help. We've got cameras installed inside of the walls and shit, dude. Remember when you got banned?
No.
In the walls?
Yeah, in the walls.
Yeah, Vin. Next time you're fapping in the shower, look at the shower head.
We have kryptonite technology.
Eyebolts, are you keeping up with this?
Yeah, no. I'm just having my mind blown right now.
Eyebolts. Yeah, okay, that works.
I don't even care.
I know.
Hey, Vince.
Make up a lot of eye names.
Who's this Snowden guy, and why is everyone mad at him?
Oh, he took some of our secrets and ran to China.
And then Russia. He's in Russia now.
Yeah.
In Russia, secrets share you.
Putin is looking like a champ right now. He's just like, oh, give me a call, Obama. Let's talk, huh?
I love that guy.
Oh, while
he's
sitting,
he's
shirtless
hilarious.
On top of a horse.
That guy is so great. He cracks me up.
He's like the modern day Napoleon.
So what I'm hearing is, all y'all are fans of socialism and communism and shit, right?
Actually, fascism. Fascism here.
That's just on your show, but. In real life, do you like to be fucked in the ass?
My answer would be no.
That's not what our records indicate.
Anybody else on the panel want to answer?
Shabby wants to answer, actually. Can you put him on?
Who?
Oh, Hammurabi?
Yeah, that dude. There you go.
Oh, here he is. Hammurabi, go ahead. Hammy, are you there?
How do I microphone?
Camera up. Go.
All of you. Well, except for Ivot. She's cool. What am I answering?
Huh?
Something about Snowden?
Yeah.
What's the question?
Would you blow line of cocaine off his cock?
No, that's your job. I'm not trying to encroach on the one job you have.
God damn.
If I encroach on that, who's going to pay your bills?
Obama.
Nobody.
Obama.
He's already been paying your bills for the last, 6 years?
Yeah, because...
Give the guy a break.
Yeah. I know, but he's the first nigger president. You know, we gotta give him something to do.
Nigger Christ, does Obama need more shit to do?
Yeah, man, I mean, look, they ain't have to put a fucking KSC in a White House, you know? Nigga want to get his chicken on, he got to go out and get potential to get shot by some crazy old white man. You know, this nigga got to get some KSC up in the White House, got to get his own old English malt liquor photo stall in the White House. Yeah, nigga, you got to black up the White House, you know?
Hey, Nigger Christ, you need to send me the link for your remix by Danny. I want to play that.
I just tweeted at you.
Yeah, do that. Thank you. All right, a little radio reset here. We've got iBots, who passed out. I think she got too stoned tonight.
No, dude,
over-medicated.
No way.
Over-medicated.
I'm here. I'm reading the chat. You know, I don't want to be like,
oh, don't get carried away. The chat
like
is like a completely different show. It's a completely, it's a sideshow. It's not even a chat. It's a sideshow.
No,
it's disgusting.
It's all of it, then. One of these days, you'll see. It's all of it. Your show, you don't have a bad show, but without the peanut gallery.
Not exactly a good show, but it's not exactly a bad show.
Yeah, well, the commentary in the peanut gallery makes it kind of worth it, you know? It's like Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, I used to love that show. That was a great show.
It was a great show.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, some of them. I know that Hobgoblins isn't yet, and that really pisses me off, but we won't go there.
Yeah, okay, so over the weekend, people are saying this is turning on Wrestling League Radio. Well, if it's turning on Wrestling League Radio, we should talk to CNY Rebel, hey, man, I checked out your show the other night. You guys were raising a bunch of money. What'd you guys end up raising for Wormer and his family?
After we got everything sorted out from people that decided to card her WePay, I believe it was $610. Which will go a long way, and that's a lot of letters home, that's a lot of phone calls, that's a lot of nice quality stuff. What's that?
Wait, somebody, what do you mean somebody carded their WePay? Somebody, like, hijacked their WePay and sucked money out? Or, you know, that's kind of that
I,
level of shit going
theft,
on?
Which meant that the money can't be gotten.
Yeah, I can't go into details about what we know about it, but
that's terrible.
Pretty much
really
someone
hard.
Just...
I can go into total detail. Basically, some faggot carded a bunch of donations, like 90%+, and then none of it can really be accepted because it's all identity theft. Or just plain bogus bullshit that doesn't really exist, one or the other. But long story short, Kylie got fucked. Death to the faggots that are responsible.
Yeah, that's pretty
much
that. Well, we did raise I think it was $610 legitimate. That'll help them out a little bit. So, yeah, it was pretty cool though to talk to Hig on the phone. It was that was a pretty cool experience. It seems like he's in good spirits. So
that's right. Yeah. You had an epic taped interview with Hig that you played on the show. That was great. It was awesome. It gave a nice little snapshot into who he is and sort of personalized him even more.
Yeah, I mean, awesome. He's a down to earth guy. He's just like anybody else, and he's just a cool guy. He's in the first 3 or 4 minutes talking to him, I was a little nervous talking to him in the first place, and he put me at ease just by the way he was talking, and just seemed like a pretty cool down earth guy. So, and people know, Sicko knows who he is pretty well, so he already knew. So hopefully people that listen to Wrestle League Radio or people that want to go listen to the archive, if you have any negative thoughts or negative interpretation of Hig, maybe you should go listen to that interview, and maybe that'll help change your mind. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really say much that I didn't say yesterday.
Governor Wormer?
Huh?
iBots, do you remember
I know.
One?
I know the story. It's not exactly a new one. I mean, it happened to a lot of people. But, at first I was totally just like, not another fucking WePay. It was nothing against the actual cause. It was more like, seriously, another fucking WePay? Why the shit do these things keep popping up? There's like 5 new ones a week. Get a fucking job, I don't know. It blows my mind. It really does. But then I realized that, he's in jail because he's living by Spartan law. So by default, he's all right to me now. So way to go for your cause. Plus one. You're the first cause I've been like, this is okay. There you go. And that's my view.
Shadow.
Is no, he Shadow, rage quit, bro. He totally rage quit.
He's gone. He told his goddamn Simba story and he left.
Yeah, he rage
quit. I'm blessed by the IQ that was suddenly raised 200 points.
Oh, you wanted to go back down real quick?
I need you guys to go. Anyone listening to the show right now, I need you to go to KY Anonymous's WePay and donate everything in your bank account because he needs your money.
Good guys, this guy is facing no charges. What's
that
over?
Guy?
You got to get him some fucking money stat. He's only got like 60 grand.
All right, that
now,
guy could.
If,
that guy
if
could make it to Steubenville, but he can make it to Columbus.
All right.
What the fuck?
Do you know about that?
Okay.
347-826-7667 is the number. Give us a call. We've got plenty of people on the line. Let's go call her. Unscreened. You're on the air.
No, he's not a wizard. Shut the fuck up.
Hello?
What's going on?
Kill that shit, Vince.
What the hell's going on?
Is this that, is that like,
is that like I has candy?
I has candy. Dun, dun, dun. Dun dun, I has candy. Dun 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 dun.
All right, let's take another. We got a bunch of calls. We're just going to go through them unscreened. All right, guys, you guys ready for this?
Yeah, I'm totally ready for this. Right.
Caller,
caller unscreened. You are on Russell League Radio.
What's up?
Hi, who's this?
Zenobia.
Nobia.
Zenobia.
Nobody Nobia?
Can you
oh,
spell
yeah,
that?
That's all about that. Z-E-N-O-I-B-A.
Then she sounds sexy. Can you put us in the green room real quick?
Super late, you are?
Yeah, I'm gonna show her into the green room, and then I can escort you in there after.
Hell yeah.
Hey,
all right, you guys.
Zenobia.
I'm cool with the plan. What's I was on the show. Go do your
thing. Yeah. Okay. So, Zenobia, what did you want to chime in about tonight?
I actually just called to find out why Ace got put in jail. He wouldn't tell me.
He's in jail?
He told me you put him in jail.
No, I didn't put him in jail.
What? Yeah.
I
figured he said the L word.
That's the word of the day!
No!
He tweeted me... He just tweeted me, someone tell Vincent in the Bay to host a fundraiser. Free Ace. What do you
He wants his car.
He wants a car?
Yeah. It was a big old joke. He set up a WePay for some car. I don't even remember.
I hope he actually raises the money for that. That would be hilarious.
If he got a dollar, I would die.
That is so funny. Oh, my
God. If he gets a dollar, I'm going to make a fucking ED page on him at the drop of a hat, and you're going to be a part of it. How's that?
Hell yeah. Let's do it. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Oh, 347-667-666-666-667.
All them sixes.
Let's take a call. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
I don't know. Is this number? Hello?
Jesus Christ. Spyko! Spyko! Spyko, listen to me, Spyko.
You listen to me. This is not your radio show, son. All right? You have Russell League Radio. I do not fucking abide by your rules.
In a rebel.
And you know what? I am tired of you ruling over Vince. All right? He gets the first word in to each caller. Every caller that comes on this line.
Who is he talking
of which,
to?
Of which, about half of them are you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you know what? You know what? I make the ratings look good. All right? And numbers, they look fucking fantastic.
I hope the extra numbers count for something.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I mean, come on.
Maybe Spyko is one of those guys that's paid by BTR to up your ratings and up your numbers, Vince.
No. Don't
no,
be
no, 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 no. He's just a meth head. Come on.
No.
He's adamant about dental hygiene.
Crystal meth is completely different than dextrose. Come on now.
The Spyko.
I've told you this enough.
That's one Adderall. And then he brushes his teeth for hours. And he calls Vic from, like, 1900. That's how I do it. Except I butt-chug the Adderall.
Yeah, I would not do that at all.
347-826-7667. Call in.
Amphetamines burn your skin, so you wouldn't want to burn holes in your butthole.
I don't know what he's talking about. Got to go in timeout for a second.
What in the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
Burning holes in people's buttholes.
We got more calls to go. We got another caller. Unscreened you on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller. You there? Caller. Hello.
Hello, caller.
Caller of the 253.
Hello, Barry.
Hello? Okay, never mind. Try this number. Okay, caller, you're not sure. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hello. It's a lady.
If you know who this is, then.
You want to get a fish sandwich?
I haven't heard enough of the voice yet.
Oh, you haven't heard enough? What should I talk about? Do you want me to talk dirty to you, Vince?
Oh, Lord.
In about 30 minutes.
No, stop. Do it.
Go in on. The green room.
It's per piñata. Pinata, yay!
Yay! It is perverted pinata that was kind of perverted.
Well,
what's going on?
Would you expect anything less?
No, that was awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
So I just wanted to call in and be part of the mega show.
We have a mega panel, most of which is comprised of Spyco. But
Mega Spyco.
We have iBot.
Hammer Robbie faggot.
What's going on? Mega show.
Just total nonsense. We're just writing it out at this point.
We're
about to go into the fourth quarter of the show. And we're down by like 30, so we've got our second stringers in there. Spyco's on the court
Kim.
Now.
Kim.com is hilarious.
What
do
you think?
Vince,
I've got Vince, I've got breaking
Does
news.
Does anybody here follow that guy?
Breaking news.
I have breaking news. Breaking from Russell League Radio. Breaking news. It has just been confirmed, and this is true. A non-forecast lawyer is none other than Sue Basco. That is true.
Damn.
I shall drop the link. I shall drop the link in your chat.
Evidence is being dropped.
Link has been dropped.
Ooh.
Occupy the whole.blogspot.com. That sounds terrible. I'm never going to
that. Sounds totally legit.
I know nothing with buying the name. No thanks.
It is legit. About as legit as Fox News.
That's Fox News.
Oh, so this is another one that's involved in Operant Roll.
Huh?
This is another one, just a non-forecast, is another one that was involved in Operant Roll with KY.
Uh-huh. What about him?
He was raided by the FBI.
Not the FBI.
It's the van. Red FBI. Interesting. Could it be that KY is snitching out some buddies?
He's a fucking Jew.
No.
Of course.
He's working on his rap career. Leave the guy alone.
He's raising money for
KY's a little bitch-ass white boy.
Okay, you know what? Now listen to this, because, you know, like, my tweets and I talk shit about KY. I'm one of the people that when Opera Roll first started, I was a huge supporter of KY. He's actually what brought me to Twitter. And I thought that what was going on, you know, what he was bringing to the table was a really good thing. Then I started reading local links leaks that was ran by Commander Exhale, and I started realizing that there was a lot of issues, and it turned more into who could get more publicity, Batcat or KY, and I totally stepped back. And just watching it, KY has totally proved what I thought in the end. He is just for the attention, period. And anybody that supports him and thinks that they are supporting somebody that is working for justice and all this, seriously, they are deluded.
KY is a brand. You better respect that.
T-shirts.
Everybody, get your mugs.
Hey, speaking of which, Nigger Christ, you recently got a remix to your KY diss track. You want to talk about this before I play this this track real quick?
Yeah, my boy Danny Dantanian done hit me up on the jab. I said he wanted to do a remix of this, so I sent him the acapella. A couple minutes later, he sent me this back, and this shit's great.
All right.
Boy, he can sell it.
Be right back. Nigger Christ, do you and Danny have any plans to collaborate again in the future?
That's definitely a possibility. I like working with him. He like working with me. There's definitely more than we've done there.
Yeah, I didn't understand what you said, but it's fine. let's bring out another caller. What caller? Caller from... Oh, who is this again?
Spyco.
No, Spyco's... No, this is Spyco, right? Yeah. Which one should I press? Okay, this one. Spyco, is that you?
No whammy.
Hey, good.
Hey.
All right, you guys just caused Sicko to rage quit. All right, thanks a lot.
Well, you haven't talked to him in a coon's age.
Really? Oh, man. I feel fucking ashamed.
I have you on fungi, Spyco. Can you isolate on fungi?
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Anything for you, Ben.
You are?
Dial.
Out, man.
Did you ask him listen to that echo. That's how. Fungi? Hey.
Fungi, yeah.
It's
funky
not like
fungi.
It's not like isolating a liquid culture.
You're Patriot Dragon, dude.
It's a Skype account. Come on. Don't be a kid.
Okay.
for each hacker. I want to skeet. Down your fucking throat, you little fucking faggots.
Oh, that makes my skin crawl.
That turns me on every time I hear it.
Right?
Oh, Vince, I'm so worried about you.
By the end of, I'm usually erect by the end of that soundbite.
Nice.
Wow. There's more than we all needed to know this.
I'm just trying to keep it real, all right?
Stay hard.
Somebody's got some hideous background noise. Hideous background noise. It's got to be Spyco. Let me
know
what time. Yeah, oh, it's totally him. Oh, my God. Oh, it's like going from driving around in a Pinto to fucking driving a Lamborghini. What are you talking about? That was terrible. Okay, we got time for more callers. 20 minutes left. Here's a caller unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi.
What's up? Oh, is this Radical Cunts?
Yeah, Dick. So,
what's up, Radical Cunts? What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing, yo. What's up with you guys?
Well, my special guest tonight is iBots. She runs a medicinal marijuana dispensary in Northern California.
I
people
want to talk about that, Vince, but right now, like, I don't even care if any of these chicks weigh like 10,000 pounds. They all sound so hot. I am so high. I just want to listen to all these chicks that are calling in tonight just talk. I'm so
they are all pretty hot.
Dude,
yeah, I can agree.
Fucking hell. I'm good as shit, motherfucker.
Thank you.
All these bitches sound pretty hot.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the illusion.
Well, hello.
All right. Who else?
Well,
we
the something.
That's okay. People are shy. They want to chime in when they want to chime in. That's fine. It's just a free for all. It's going to be audio spaghetti from here on out, essentially. But hang in there. We have 15 minutes left. It'll be quick. It'll be painless. We'll be in, we'll be out, bada bing, bada boom.
That's what
Vince,
they all say.
Vince, plus one on.
Plus one on. She's out there somewhere.
This plus one? Plus one, is that you?
It is. I don't know if anybody has called in or mentioned this special announcement, but if you've seen this press release on the internet, she who cannot be named is a non-forecast lawyer.
I already said that.
Yeah, just found out. Yeah, that's crazy. How did that happen?
I have no idea, but the press release is fucking hysterical, and I really
send
feel...
Send me it right now. I'll read it on air. I want to check it out. I have
okay, I'm going to send it to you. I'll DM it to you, and while I'm doing that, I just want to read this one part really quick.
Go ahead. Brilliant. Yes, please.
Okay.
Just
so Mr. Bale's cell phone that was seized by the FBI is a medically prescribed cognitive orthotic that is part of managing his activities of daily living, as well as a mandatory tool in his neurological rehab. Mr. Bale has been specially trained to use the phone and its special smart alarm apps for things such as taking his medicines, observing his breathing, blah, 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 and reminders for daily living such as eating dinner, showering, washing laundry, and other crucial functions. Okay, I'm DMing this to you right now, Vince, because it is bold. And I have to say, Chubasco writes a pretty, I'm sorry, she may not be named, writes a pretty decent press release, except she does not understand AP style. You don't have to put two spaces after the period. So that's been DM'd to you, Vince. Just wanted to make sure to call him with that special announcement.
Did she go into detail about his fapping schedule? Was that on his phone?
No, it does not mention fapping as one of the daily living activities or ADLs that he needs to engage in. But it goes on and on about how the FBI refused to return this medical device, which was a cell phone with a really important app on it.
So the poor guy doesn't have his phone, and he's never going to shower again or brush his teeth or eat dinner or vap or anything. Oh, the FBI getting his phone.
And, of course, FYI, I'm going to post this in the chat, too, but, of course, FYI, you know, she who may not be names be named cell phone number and fucking emails, of course, on the press release. So 1 second, and I'll post it.
Oh, yeah, I see it. You don't have to paste that in my chat room. People can find it. Just go to the link. I don't like to put people's information.
But it's on the internet.
People are spamming the chat room with the link. People are spamming the chat room with the link.
Good.
It's occupythehorror.blogspot.com. That's where you need to go. It's like probably the first thing.
I saw this, and you know, I had seen it on forecast tweeting at an internet lawyer. And it got me all riled up because the National Lawyers Guild has a hotline, actually, for hacktivists and anons who are being targeted. They have a website that explains, you know, exactly what to do in case of an FBI raid or the police. It's anonlg.org. And, you know, he's tweeting at internet lawyers and retaining Sue Basco when there's an entire network of activist lawyers out there who work for free to help people like him who are activists. So it blew my mind. I sent him the link, and apparently he called Sue Basco. Didn't do much research there before calling Diddy.
Wow.
But he's got to figure he's fucked, because he called the number and they're like, hi, how can we help you? I'll go, yeah, I was given this link. I'm in big trouble. Can you point me in the direction of a lawyer? Hold on, let me transfer you to call 3. Hi, oh, this is Sue Basco. At that point, he's like, fuck. I'm fucked. And then
you know, he called the show one time, but he was never on the air. He actually called in, and I talked to him in the green room before the show and during the show, and then he just kind of bailed. This guy seemed like a trip. I don't know what he was up to.
He seemed like a trap? Is that what you said?
A trip. Like he was in the, I don't know.
I heard trap.
So yeah, I don't know if there's anyone anyone in the world who didn't see me Twitter storming today, I'm posting the info in the chat right now of real lawyers who can help you.
Spam my hacktivist. Yeah, here it is.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what you were spamming me all freaking day today.
I didn't send it to you. I sent it to lots of other people.
No, it's okay.
Well, I've already decided that if I get raided by the FBI, my first call is actually going to be to +1.
You're not the only one, girl.
I love reading her tweets because it's like she's the only one that seems to know what the hell is going on. So, yeah, she'll be my first call.
I'm going to call +1, too, because if I go to jail and I need bail money, +1's going to raise some fucking WePay money with a chugging contest, and by God, she's going to fucking win it.
I've got all of you. I've got your backs. Every single one of you. For sure.
Shit.
Well, I just wanted to call in with that breaking news. I'm really sick, so I'm going to go, but I love you all.
Bye, darling. (347) 826-7667. This is the Vince in the Bay Mega Show. It is Sunday night / Monday morning. Vince, where are you? Are you in the green room, Vince? He did. He went into the green room with a lady.
God damn.
God damn, I say. God damn, nigger Christ. So that means it's our show now, right? This is now the Rough Niggas Radio.
That's welcome. What I'm talking about.
Welcome back to Russell League Radio. What do we want to talk about? Oh, Jews. We should talk about Jews. iBots was incorrect to my question I asked earlier about how many Jews does it take to do the World Trade Center. She said that she didn't care. That's the wrong answer. The answer is 2. One for each plane.
No, friend. I said it took Exactly. One Jew.
One Jew?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
One Jew.
Magic Christ.
Yeah, it can take one Jew. Their nose big enough to smash both towers at once.
That's true.
No, look, dude, Jesus was a magical Jew. He's creating miracles left and right. Technically, it only takes one Jew. Jesus was a Jew. Magical Jew solves everything.
Are we talking about religion now?
I have no idea.
Jews aren't real people. That's not a religion.
Damn right.
What we're talking about.
KY bitch, nigga.
Yeah, I really don't have... I worship at the altar of the cock, so I don't know if I can lend anything to this conversation.
99999! Oh, yeah, hear what this KY boy said earlier? Let me find this. Said some real bullshit. Yeah, he said, I am Manning, Brown, Wormer, Hastings, Assange, Hafer, PayPal 14X, Weave, and so are you. The time to rise up is now. He ain't nothing like any of them people. He's a pussy.
Yep. And actually, I mean, it pisses me off that he thinks he can put himself in that same category as those people.
Yeah, exactly.
Where does he think that what he has done or what he has not done gives him the right to be in a group of people that everybody knows what they stand for, what exactly they've done, and most of them have stepped up and taken their punishment?
I have to interrupt you. I'm sorry. And I have to ask you a question here. What part of a wannabe gangster rapping hillbilly makes any kind of sense?
He's a brand, goddamn.
This guy doesn't make any sense at all. Like, don't ever expect anything this dude does to make any kind of sense.
He's the best lube on the market.
That's all. That's all I had to say. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, and you know, the thing is none of this, a lot of the attitude towards KY would not have been formed had, from the beginning, his lawyers told him to keep his ass off fucking Twitter and got him a PR person to handle interviews. He has no idea how to do an interview, a legit interview.
Oh, he had a great interview on my radio show.
Afterwards, all he did, Sin, was cry about the trolls.
It was perfect. They're going to use the transcript from my radio show in his trial. Quote me on that. Remember I said that on, well, my time, June 24th, 1:52 a.m.
Got it, Mark.
They will use our transcript from that radio show during his trial. If they make it that far.
It's a major expense, you know, to buy a transcript of...
That shit's expensive. That's like $400 or $500, isn't it? Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Like $300 or $400 at least.
Yeah. Who buys that shit?
They should call NC and the court to testify against his ass.
I'm almost tempted to buy one just to see what it says.
It's probably the same thing that's pretty much on your fucking chat. Like, if you know how you log your chat log? It's probably the same thing, except it's stuff that was actually said on the radio. I mean, what exactly are you paying for? Some fucking lush to sit in a chair and just type down everything that they say on the radio?
I think so.
That's crazy.
And if it's a person, they have to hire a person. That's why it's so expensive.
Maybe it's the next Snowden. Maybe someone that's working for the NSA, they're tracking our radio shows, Vince, and they're writing down everything that we're saying.
I pretty much assumed that from the get-go. I'm not surprised. I have nothing to hide. I'm already a cyber criminal. I'm already on their radar. It's like, okay, you got me now. Well, okay, now what?
Vince, do you
For your show, Vince, there's actually two people. There's one to take all the information down, and then there's a second person that has to keep the first person awake.
These are the most boring jobs ever.
I'm sorry?
Huh?
What? What'd you say, bro?
I was saying that those are the most boring jobs ever, but then I want to know how much these people are getting paid to do that, because I would totally be the guy that keeps the other guy awake. Coffee break. Some methamphetamines and be good to go.
Zenobia.
Yeah, I'd sell out. Yeah, that's right. That's right, you guys. I would totally sell the fuck out for a very large amount of money. And the promise that my life will be okay and I can take on a whole new identity because I want my real name to be Carmen Sandiego.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Woo!
All right, kids, break it up. Break it up. All right, kids, that's it. That's enough. We got to shut down the show. I'm sorry. That's all.
Wait, we had a moment there.
Yeah, we did, and it's over. We have to shut it down. So we're going to go around the horn to get final thoughts here. I'm going to start with let's start with Spyco. Spyco, my final thoughts before we end the program tonight.
Which one did you unmute? Hold on.
281. 281.
281. All right. Which 281?
That one. Hello? No, wrong one. Hello? Spyco.
Hello, Akbar?
All right, there you go.
Okay,
right there. Okay, Spyco, final thoughts.
Okay, final thoughts. I suggest always use the first lawyer you can tweet to. And I think the first person I'm going to call if I ever get raided is, maybe Barrett Brown. I don't know. Shoot the shit, whatever. I'm not gonna ask for help. No,
that
help
sounds
necessary.
Good. Okay, appreciate the
no
call tonight, as per usual. Moving along, let's see. Perverted Pinata, final thoughts.
Final thoughts is I think that KY is a douche. If he wants to be a brand. Stay tuned. Walmart soon will be carrying the KY douche. Smells like vinegar and desperation. That's it.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate you contributing tonight. It's great to hear from you.
Thanks, Vince.
All right, moving on. Zenobia, final thoughts before we end the show.
I'm still stuck on Carmen Sandiego.
Okay, appreciate the call. CNY Rebel, final thoughts.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we learned what the number of the night was. That number was 2. It takes 2 Jews to bring down the World Trade Center. Vince, excellent show. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.
All right, appreciate the call. CNY Rebel, check him out on Russell Wing Radio Saturday night. Let's see, Nigger Christ, final thoughts.
When I got my big meat out, your girl take a look. Fuck 20 bitches to death, rat gang Sandy Hook.
Okay. As always, it's a pleasure. And last but not least, our guest of the night, iBots, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree with you there, Nigger Christ. That was pretty nice. Everybody had great final thoughts. I'm pretty fucking stoned. A little bit disappointed that I didn't get to talk a whole lot about weed because I love talking about weed. But I did get to smoke a shit ton of it. And I actually enjoyed myself this time. Between your show and being high. So thank you for the wonderful time. And that's my final thought.
No doubt. Thank you.
There's one more.
Yeah.
I lost for president 2016. Just remember that.
Who?
President of the internet. Me.
Who?
I bought the president 2016.
Oh, you for president of the internet. Okay. Sure.
Yep.
No problem. Are you announcing your candidacy here on the show?
Heck yeah, that was it right there.
Oh my God. There you have it. The exclusive right here. It's Blog Talk Radio. I'm Vince in the Bay. Thanks for coming out, everybody, for Mega Show. Until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Peace out.
Thank you very much.